السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
وإنما خرجت لطلب الإصلاح في أمة جدي صلى الله عليه وآله.
The words of Imam al-Hussein عليه السلام in dialogue.
صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the son of the Lady of Light, the Honorable Fatima, the son of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, the grandson of the Noble Prophet Muhammad. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the beacon of light which guides towards knowledge and wisdom. The one who has eloquently said, O people, the person who is generous becomes a grand, lofty person. The person who is stingy debases himself. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the master of martyrs, these are his dialogues.
Every clean song.
Imam al-Hussein's words addressing Joan bin Huwei. O Joan, you are free to leave me because you have followed us in the quest for comfort. Hence, do not get yourself into trouble in our cause. O Allah, illuminate his face, perfume him, resurrect him with the nobles, and acquaint him with Prophet Muhammad and the progeny of the Prophet Muhammad.
Look what Karbala gave us. In return, what can we give? I thought I'd go there to die, but in fact I went there to live.
You cannot die. You cannot die. You are alive and I won't stop believing that I may die. You live on even though we're left grieving.
And I will walk on the roads you would walk. Your words live on though you no longer.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Dialogue. Once a man told Imam Hussein alayhi salam that he had a daughter and asked whom he, Imam Hussein, would advise the father to give his daughter in marriage. And Imam Hussein said, give her in marriage to someone who has faith and fears Allah Almighty and Glorious, because that person will love and respect your daughter. And if that person becomes angry with her, he will not hurt your daughter. Allahu Akbar. Surely these infallibles were divinely appointed successors of the Holy Prophet. And here we can see this by their sayings. This tradition of Imam Hussein can solve so many of our problems in today's age and time. How? Let me tell you. Marriage is a serious concern and sometimes a very big problem for our Muslim youth. We have created false obstacles in the marriages of our children. First, our sons need to have a PhD, a Mercedes-Benz, $100,000 in the bank account, a great job, perhaps even a mutual fund, but hey, definitely a $300,000 house loaded with appliances. Oh, let's not forget the insane dowry, which is in reality a gift to the bride. but has become an unsurmountable burden for the groom in today's age. Oh, let's not forget our daughters. Oh, she needs a PhD, or at least a master's degree, a nice career with great growth opportunities, a whole bunch of gold, the most expensive wedding dress, the most expensive wedding gala, and the groom, of course, needs to be a doctor, an engineer. Oh, what the heck, he can even be a lawyer. Oh, okay, please don't forget, he needs to be just the right skin color, and so does she. The right nose, the right lips, the right eyes, the right body, the right weight, the right age, the right nationality, the right wealth, the right social status. When all these things add up, dear friends, Mr. and Mrs. Right have become Mr. and Mrs. Very, Very Wrong.
السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائي عليك.
Dear audience, now let's listen to some parts of Ziyara An-Nahiya Al-Muqaddasa. Stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu ala gharibil ghuraba.
Peace be upon the loneliest of the lonely.
As-salamu ala shaheed al-shuhada.
Peace be upon the greatest martyr of the martyrs.
As-salamu ala qateel al-ad'iya.
Peace be upon him who was slain by the individuals of illegitimate birth.
As-salamu ala asakin Karbala.
Peace be upon the one who is at rest in Karbala.
As-salamu ala man bakyathu malaikatu s-sama.
Peace be upon the one for whom the heavenly angels wept.
As-salamu ala man dhurriyatuhu al-azkiya.
Peace be upon the one whose descendants are the pure.
As-salamu ala ya'sub al-din.
Peace be upon the chief of the religion.
As-salamu ala manazil al-barahin.
Peace be upon the places of the divine proofs.
As-salamu ala al-a'immati al-sadat.
Peace be upon the imams, the masters of mankind.
As-salamu ala al-juyub al-mudarrajat.
Peace be upon the blood-stained chests.
As-salamu ala al-shifahi al-dhabilat.
Peace be upon the parched lips.
As-salamu ala al-nufus al-muztalimat.
Peace be upon the plucked souls.
As-salamu ala al-arwah al-mukhtalasat.
Peace be upon the snatched spirits.
As-salamu ala al-ajsad al-ariyat.
Peace be upon the stripped corpses.
As-salamu ala al-jusum al-shahibat.
Peace be upon the pallid bodies.
As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of the program Dialogue. We hope that you remain under the auspicious grace of Imam Hussein today and always.
عليك مني أبدا ما بعد. بقيت